Say nothing about this. You're no talking fool.
But...
I'll account for the state of affairs. Say nothing.
Yes, sir.
Is that how you would leave me? Jane, fire is a horrible death. You've saved my life. Don't walk past me as if we were strangers.
But what am I to do then?
I have a pleasure in knowing you my life.
There is no debt.
I knew you would do me good in some way. I saw it in your eyes when I first beheld you. Their expression did not strike my very inmost being so for nothing. People talk of natural sympathies.
Has Mr. Rochester not sent for us today?
Why, he's gone away. You're not aware he left after breakfast.
He's gone to the Lees. It's Mr. Eshton's place. I believe Blanche Ingram is there. She's a great favourite of his. I saw her 2 years ago when Mr. Rochester gave a party here. She's a most elegant girl. They sang a duet together. They made a lovely harmony. I was quite surprised he didn't make a proposal, but she has no fortune. In every other way, they'd make a splendid match. Perhaps it's his intention now. He's far more likely to have gone off to Europe. He often goes without so much as a farewell, and I don't see him for a year.
Let's look at that
linen
from Morrison's.
That's fine, just pull me up the bed.
England is a great power, Adele. British ships set sail from here to the outer limits of our empire, navigating the five oceans and four corners of our world. From Canada here, all the way to the south of Africa, on the Cape of Good Hope, across the Indian Ocean, to Australia and New Zealand, and on to Burma, China, India and Malaya.
Qu'avez-vous, mademoiselle?
Nothing. On these distant horizons, you will find all manner of men.
He's coming back tomorrow. He's given me directions to prepare all the rooms. I'm to get more staff from the George Inn. Miss Ingram's coming. Supplies to be got, the linen, the mattresses. I'll go to the George now. No, no, I'll tell Martha.
May I assist you, Mrs. Webber?
Oh. He wants both of you in the drawing room after dinner.
Not me, surely.
I'm instructed to tell you, if you resist, he'll come up and get you himself.
But I don't have a dress.
Well, don't worry, child. Who knows?
I thought you were not fond of children, Mr. Rochester.
Nor am I, Lady Ingram.
What induced you to take charge of her?
She was left on my hands.
Why don't you send her to school?
She has a governess.
Poor child. I had about half a dozen in my day. All detestable incubi.
It's true.
Mr. Rochester, beware the governess.
Mama thinks they're generally hysteric.
Or degenerates. I thank heaven I have done with them.
It's a miracle I survived my education. I remember Miss Wilson screaming, "You villainous child!"
She tried to set her hair on fire. Frequently.
Anyway, enough of this dreary race. We shall have music and a new subject.
Yeah.
Signor Eduardo, what shall it be?
I give you beauty.
There's nothing new to be said. I give you back male beauty.
Well, that's my fun.
Here, here.
A man should pay no heed to his looks. He should possess only strength and valour. Gentleman or highwayman, his beauty lies in his power.
And a pirate would do for you.
Well, if ever fondest prayer for others will, they are done high, mine will not do, be lost in air, but what thine may be on the sky.
Why did you leave the room? Why didn't you come and speak to me? I haven't seen you for weeks. It would be normal and polite to wish me good evening.
You seemed engaged.
You look pale.
I am well.
What have you been doing while I've been away?
Teaching Adele.
You're depressed. What's the meaning of this?
更多资料尽在人人听力网 www.rrting.com 让我的听力做你梦想的翅膀。